Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Pastor Sean Harris looking at another article from Sermon Audio done by Charisma News. The title is Rick Warren Addresses Rumors He Supports Chrislam. Maybe you're not familiar with that term. It's Christianity and Islam merged together. That's this what you'd call a hybrid, two religions coexisting. the article sparked from an appearance of Rick Warren at the Islamic Society of North America's 46th annual convention in Washington. And yes, that's 2 years ago, July 4th, 2009. Warren is responding to a tweet by one of his followers that somebody on the television claims that you support Chrislam, true? The article goes on to say that old guy was likely Jack Van Imp, the popular End Times television host who walked away from TBM in the wake of dispute over naming well-known ministers he claims are mixing Muslim and Christian beliefs, thus the name Chrislam. So right away, Warren denies this emphatically, and he says that the so-called Chrislam rumor is 100% false. If the guy who started the myth or anyone else who passed it on had obeyed the Lord's command, Matthew 18:18-20, to come directly to me, then they would know differently. So Warren's right. Matthew 18 does require that you confront those who you have a charge against directly, and so that's no question. Warren is correct with that. Warren writes, the author quotes Warren as saying, "As a fourth-generation Christian pastor, my life and ministry is built on the truth that Jesus is the only way and our inerrant Bible is our only true authority." So you can't argue with that, and there's no reason to call into question Warren's commitment to Christianity. That's not the point of this audio commentary. The point deals with the manner in which Warren defends himself. He writes, or he states, the article writes, "As an evangelist, I spend much of my time speaking to non-Christian groups." I agree 100%. He says, "You cannot win your enemies to Christ, only your friends. So we must build bridges of friendship and love to those who believe differently so Jesus can walk across that bridge into their hearts." Okay, I'm really struggling with this point, so let me read that to you again so that you see what I'm struggling with and you can wrestle with it with me in this commentary. He says, "You cannot win your enemies to Christ." Now, I believe that Christ won the enemy Saul to himself. But having said that, let's continue. "Only your friends. So we must build bridges of friendship and love to those who believe differently." All right, so why are we doing that? Warren says, "So Jesus can walk across that bridge into their hearts." Okay, this is amazing. Now, let's all agree that, yes, we should have acquaintances and interactions with unsaved people. Let's all agree that we are not to isolate ourselves into a castle or a farm or a commune and not interact with the world. There's no doubt about that. Warren's right. Let's make it clear that we're not saying that you don't interact with unsaved people. On the contrary, we do interact with them. But to suggest that we are going to build a friendship so that Jesus can walk across an imaginary bridge into their hearts flies in the face of what we understand the Christian's responsibility is, which is to preach the gospel, to teach truth, to witness, to be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within them. But when we use an expression like "build bridges of friendship," it sounds like we're going to accept them where they're at, and we do begin interacting, fellowshipping, hanging out. Okay, therein lies the problem. At what point are we crossing a line of being unequally yoked with unbelievers? At what point are we becoming in the world of the world, that crossover point? That's the difficult point. And then to suggest that the reason we're doing this is because Christ is so impotent that he can't break through their hard hearts unless we build this friendship really flies in the face of, let's say, for example, Christ's encounter with a rich young ruler, in which he presented him with the facts, challenged him to do what was necessary, and the ruler walked away. If we look at the Great Commission, what are we to do in the Great Commission? Are we not to preach the gospel? Are we not to challenge others in truth? Isn't that what we're to do? Are we not to call them to put their faith in Christ? To suggest that we are building bridges of friendship so that Jesus can walk across that bridge into their hearts is really backwards. Perhaps we should be saying that we are going to interact with them to challenge them to put their faith in Christ, to provide a positive witness so that they will put their faith in Christ, so that they will turn to God and put their faith in Christ. Maybe we're going to look at Acts 20:21, repentance toward God, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Warren goes on to say, in the last 10 years, Saddleback Church has baptized 22,000 new adult believers simply because we express love to those who don't know Christ yet. What I find interesting about this is that Warren seems to be legitimizing his perspective because he baptized, or his church baptized, 22,000 new adult believers. Is that really how we should look at it? Is that how we should look at it? Because he baptized 22,000 people that he gets credibility? Where are those 22,000? That would be a more accurate analysis. And perhaps they're doing well. Perhaps they are growing. But when you think about 1 Corinthians 1:17, Paul said, and I read to you, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect." So again, the Christian is called to communicate truth, to be salt and light in a dying world, to be light in a dark world. And being light in a dark world doesn't always mean that we're going to build friendships so that Christ can walk across the heart. Now, obviously, we want to be friends. We want to be friendly. We want to love. We've got to do all those things. But it seems to me that we need to be careful in the way we articulate the idea of friendship. I want my friends to be fellow believers. I want to have acquaintances and interactions and aware of levels of communication of less than friendship with people that I work with, that I'm trying to win to Christ, that are unbelievers. But those that I fellowship with and really count close to me need to be brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ, depending upon your gender. So those are my thoughts. I'm not here to slam Rick Warren. That wasn't my intent in any way. I believe that he's doing a good work for the cause of Christ. I just think that he could have been a little bit more careful, could have focused more on the gospel and the power of the gospel that changes lives, which is why these 22,000 people may have been baptized if all of them were in fact converted, which is obviously suspect because of such a large number, not because there's something that his ministry does differently that brings it in suspect. But again, 22,000 is a huge number. It's hard to imagine all of them are born again. I'm sure that even Rick himself would agree with that. So the intent is not to call into question his genuineness, but to say, let's be very precise when we're talking about what our job here is on this earth and how people get saved. Because the articulation of so Jesus can walk across that bridge into their hearts is just not biblical. It's just not biblical. It comes from a misunderstanding and a misinterpretation of Revelation 3, where we have Christ knocking on the door, and we somehow turn that into a door of an unbeliever, and we suggest that the believer has to open the door, or open the package, or any of that kind of articulation. And that is simply not biblical. If you look at the context of Revelation 3, the context is not unbelievers, it's believers. Acts 16 would be a more appropriate text to look at. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So the focus of interacting with unbelievers is to share the gospel with them to the point at which they will repent, turn to God, put their faith in Christ. That's the idea. Hope this was helpful to you. If it was, check out other sermons from us at BreanBaptistChurch.org or on Sermon Audio Brean Baptist CH.